We're talking today with J.J. Brost, science officer and forecaster for the National Weather Service's Tucson Bureau. J.J., the monsoon ended yesterday, September 30th, after beginning on June 15th. Now that it's all over, what do the total measurements look like, starting with the official rain gauge at the airport?
Well, here at the airport in Tucson, we ended up with 6.02 inches of rainfall, which the average rainfall for the entire monsoon is right about 5.98 inches. So essentially, we were right at normal this monsoon.
And this was a scattershot monsoon. Some areas were below average, others above.
Absolutely. In fact, I pulled up some data from Pima County that has a great network of rain gauges around the Tucson area. And if you look around, say, Midtown, rainfall totals averaged from around maybe 4 3/4 of an inch up to maybe 5.5 inches. So give or take about 5 inches for most of the city. As you went further to the northeast into, say, the foothills or even up towards Oro Valley, they were seeing values a little bit higher than that, maybe up around 6 or 7 inches. The big winner for around Tucson was actually near Sabino Canyon, near the entrance to Sabino Canyon. They had a gauge that reported around 9 inches of rain. And, of course, with big winners, you also have big losers. And this year, they have a gauge near Davis-Monthan Air Force Base that only had 3.5 inches of rain. So, like you said, it was very spotty around town. And if you were underneath the big rainers, you definitely got a lot of rain.
Now, what about the rainfall totals up on Mount Lemmon, which many years best any of the totals down in the valley?
Well, that held true to form this season as well. Mount Lemmon ended up with about 11.3 inches of rain. And if you compare that to average, they were sitting actually a little bit above normal. Not extreme, but certainly wetter than they normally are.
JJ, overall, how would you classify this monsoon? Average?
Yeah, it really was. And the whole state of Arizona actually kind of followed the trend of Tucson, where certain areas were a little bit dry, especially if you were to look at, say, the eastern quarter of Arizona, basically the counties that border New Mexico. We're seeing mostly dry regions around there in the 75% of normal rainfall. But as you move further west into, say, Gila County, Pima County, Pinal County, and even Maricopa County, most of the central part of the state was either right at normal or even wetter than normal. And then the western half of the western quarter of the state, I should say, you know, Yuma County up towards Las Vegas, they were seeing some really wet monsoon where values were up in the 200% of normal range. So, of course, that portion of the state normally gets less rain. So if you have one or two big storms, it's really going to skew the statistics. But in general, for the state, I say we did pretty well this year.
All right, JJ, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
J.J. Brost is science officer and a forecaster with the National Weather Service in Tucson. We talked to him on Monday about rainfall totals over the monsoon season, which ended on Sunday. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.